In yesterday's first reading, we heard about a great miracle, how the Red Sea parted and Israel went through, but Pharaoh's army was drowned. And Israel, the people of Israel, were able to become free from slavery in Egypt. And today we have another great miracle, the miracle of bread from heaven, this strange bread called manna, which God gave the people of Israel when they were hungry. Think for a moment, what was the greatest miracle that Jesus performed? Do you think of him feeding 5,000 people with 2 loaves of bread and 5 fish? Or did you think of one of his healings where he healed paralyzed people, or the blind, or lepers? Or did you think of Jesus calming the storm at sea? That certainly was a great miracle, to calm the storm. Or did you think of the resurrection of Lazarus, or Jairus' daughter, where Jesus raised people who had died back to life? Those two are very great miracles. But according to St. Thomas Aquinas, none of those miracles was Jesus' greatest miracle. What does St. Thomas say was the greatest miracle of Jesus? It was what he did at the Last Supper. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, when Jesus changed bread and wine into his own body and blood, that was his greatest miracle. And it's a miracle that we have every day, right here, in this church and in churches across the world. And before our very eyes, bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. This greatest miracle of Jesus continues today. So we don't need to run away or go off, take a trip to a strange place where there are apparitions of one kind or another, because right here we have the greatest miracle of Jesus Christ. We hear his words. He speaks to us through the word of the scriptures, and we hear his word, "This is my body." And we believe. So that when we come and receive Holy Communion, we believe we're not just receiving a symbol of Jesus, but Jesus himself, his very presence, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Do we really appreciate that gift, the gift of Mass, the gift of the Eucharist? Do we really believe Jesus' word, "This is my body"? In the Gospel, Jesus says that the seed falls on different paths, in different ways. And on Friday, in the Gospel, we'll have an explanation of this parable, where Jesus will say the seed is his word, the word of God. How does that word of Jesus fall on our ears when he says, "This is my body"? Do we hear it? Do we receive it? Does it make a difference in our lives? Last year, in June, Pope Benedict sent a video message to the Eucharistic Congress that was going on in Ireland. And in there, he talked about the need for our active participation in the celebration of the Mass. And when he said that, he said, not just what we say and how we respond and whether we sing. He said, those are good things. But he said, what's most important is our prayerful participation in the Mass, that we listen and hear and pray along with the words that are being said. This is where the seed of God's word can take root in our hearts, where we can receive the word of God that is made flesh on the altar, and we can receive them in Holy Communion in a way that will bear fruit in our lives. We see an example of this in the life of Saint Charbel Maclouf, who was a Lebanese Maronite Catholic. He had a deep, deep devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, to the Holy Eucharist. He lived as a hermit. He died on Christmas Eve, 1898. And within 50 years of his death, there were over 350 certified miracles, certified cures of people who went to his gravesite asking for him to intercede for them. 350 that were certified as scientifically unexplainable, medically unexplainable miracles. 31 blind people were cured. 163 paralyzed people were cured. 119 incurable illnesses were healed. And of those 119, the number included 20 Muslim people who also went to his grave asking for his intercession, for his help. Miracles do happen today. They happen every day when we celebrate the Eucharist. And when we allow that body and blood of Jesus, whom we receive in Holy Communion, to transform our hearts and to make us holy. Through the Eucharist, we're united with people like Saint Charbel, Saint Anne, whose novena we are praying these days, and all the communion of saints. But we have to be open. We have to be good soil. And we have to seek God's will above all in our prayers. So when we ask the Lord for help, we do so in the same way that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, "Father, not my will, but yours be done. You know what's best for me. You know what's best for the people for whom I'm praying." But we pray with faith and confidence, knowing that if we do so, God's power will be at work through us, just as it was through Saint Charbel. Why? Because we are united through the Eucharist in the body of Christ.